You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
General, it seems really risky to be shelling a nuclear power plant. What is the objective here?
Yeah, it's absolutely insanity when it comes down to it, Jesse. I mean, their intent likely is they want to take these nuclear power plants so they can shut the power off in the major cities and the rural areas. There's 15 nuclear power plants in Ukraine at four different sites. But to conduct combat operations in and around nuclear power plants with the obvious safety issues that could take place, which would not only hurt and harm the Ukrainian people, but it would hurt and harm the Russians. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Retired Army General Major King, Army General King on Fox News. This is March 4, 2022. We are live streaming right now at Larry Connors USA YouTube. Larry Connors USA YouTube. You can watch the program as we're in progress or, of course, continue listening wherever you are via app or the radio signal itself. The general is referring to what had happened overnight. As you heard him say, there are four major nuclear facilities in Ukraine with about 15 different reactors. Chernobyl, of course, has been shut down ever since that disaster back in the late 80s. But it has been a training ground for Ukraine troops recently up to the invasion. They all noted an increase in radiation because of dust being stirred up. Now they've had to move out as the Russian troops have come through that area. But now down in the other part of Ukraine, to the south, we have another nuclear plant, Zaporizhia, and it has been hit hard by artillery overnight. And in fact, according to one of the reports, as quoted by President Zelensky, artillery fire at that plant could have caused destruction equal to six Chernobyls. Six. Doesn't say it has yet, but they continue firing. These are not actually Russian troops doing this. This apparently are the Chechen fighters that have been brought in to assist Putin. But obviously, everything's done on his instruction, his command. The idea is to reduce any power capability. Well, you wouldn't have thought a computer cyber attack would have been one way to do it. But when you're bombing and hitting nuclear facilities, what the hell are you thinking? They're not thinking, and they don't care. And it's endangering not only Ukrainians, but Russians. According to many reports, Putin is winning in southern Ukraine, He is losing in the north, and in fact, calling for reinforcements. They might be reinforcements coming from far, far east Russia, which could take 3 days if they're on trains trying to bring them in. And then you got the state of the Russian troops on the front line. Many of them conscripts, they didn't even want to be in the military, but they were ordered to be in the military. Now they are. They're not happy. They didn't want to go to war. Back in Russia, mass demonstrations continue. 8,000 or more have been arrested already. Speaking of troops, what state is our military in? Not just weapons, but morale. They've been pushed by CRT issues, transgender issues, firing those who refuse vaccine. One of my guests coming up, Ben Davis, 20 years in the Air Force. Didn't want the vaccine. He's out. And there are more cases coming. Why? Especially at this point. Putin, of course, made his original move because of weak leadership from Biden, knowing everything I just discussed. Plus, Biden making us more dependent on Russian oil. Now even Pelosi says, stop it. Other Democrats are even saying, let's finish Keystone. And then we need to worry about our kids, protecting them from being indoctrinated. My guest, Jay Richards, for the Heritage Foundation, focusing on religious liberty, civil society, and what they're trying to do to your kids if you don't stand up. We'll look to Florida for the perfect example. And then NBC is touting a big special coming up on former Trump Attorney General Bill Barr. Why? Why? Well, because Bill Barr said that, Trump, you're wrong about the election being stolen and any irregularities. That's why, because they're distracting from Ukraine and all the Biden failures. Lock and load. Ready on the right. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Attorney General Bill Barr knew he had infuriated the president. Since election night, Trump had been insisting he'd won.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country.
At that point, Barr knew that wasn't true. He'd even had the Justice Department investigate. Now, he was being summoned to the president's private dining room after saying in an interview with the AP that Trump's claims of election fraud were wrong.
And I told him that all this stuff was bullshit and about election fraud. And, you know, it was wrong to be shoveling it out the way his team was.
And then he also told Trump what he thought of his legal team. Not a lot.
I said, the reason you are where you are is because you wheeled out a clown show of lawyers.
A clown show?
Yeah. Clown car or something like that. I said, it's just a bunch of clowns.
And who are you referring to? Rudy Giuliani?
His Cracker Jack legal team, among others.
Among others. Sandy Powell, which we've had on before, but that's A.G. Barr and NBC doing a big special on Barr. Why? As I said in the monologue, he was a member of the Trump staff, the attorney general. And when the election results came in and Trump began to look at them, said, there's a lot of cheating going on here. This is not right. Widespread conspiracy. Barr apparently investigated. Came back, said, no, you're wrong. You're wrong to make that claim. I don't know the facts beyond what we have been seeing, and there are a lot of stories that go deeper, but I told you yesterday, just in the state of Wisconsin, a special counsel appointed by the Wisconsin Assembly, checking on any cheating in that state, went to 90 nursing homes and found widespread evidence of cheating. Elderly people who could barely sign their name were signing documents they didn't know what they were signing on a ballot. Others were being convinced that you got to sign this if you want to stay in the hospital. I mean, who knows what lies were told to them. Now, does all of that multiplied by 50 states equal a true widespread conspiracy, or was it a combination of the perfect storm, the COVID hitting, forcing a lot of folks, I don't want to leave the house, or I'll go out to the house to get gasoline or buy groceries, but I won't go out to vote. Why would you not want to exercise your basic freedom? But aside from that, it gave Democrats a reason: we need more absentee ballots. The more absentee ballots you send out, the more opportunity you have for cheating, because they were going to addresses of either deceased or addresses where people had moved. Maybe it got forwarded onto them, so whatever state they were in or where they lived in, maybe they voted twice. Maybe. I don't know for a fact, but there is a consideration that should be valid. And then we also have evidence of mailed-out ballots that just got dumped. And, in fact, one guy being arrested on drug charges, they open up his trunk, and it's filled with mailed-out ballots that were not finished yet. Who knows where they were going to be going? I don't think they were going to go to Trump. What do you think? So A.G. Barr was telling Donald Trump, you got to quit saying it's a widespread conspiracy. I looked at it, and there's not. Well, you know, when you do that with the president, with your boss, even though, let's say for a moment, let's just accept that Barr was right. Let's accept that. I will accept it under condition that he was partially right and Trump partially right. Are the other 100% right? I don't know, and you don't either. You might think you know, but if you're really going to be unbiased about it, you only know what you hear. You didn't sit and count votes and ballots and double check. I didn't either. I didn't like some of the procedures. So we had tried, as not just Republicans, but Americans, to make sure this next election coming up is more valid. We're not denying anybody a right to vote. Despite the lies you hear, no one is denied a right to vote. I want you to come in front of me and show me, see, this law says I can't vote. And I would say, BS. So they change hours, they change this, or they want to see some ID. That doesn't prevent you from voting. It protects your vote. But again, back to this NBC special. As they're talking to Bill Barr, former Attorney General for Trump, because after all, it's a little shuffle, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little seltzer in the pants, a little dance. Bill Barr.
Barr says the president shot back, listing the ways he said Barr had failed him. That's when Barr says he offered up his resignation.
I said, okay, well, look, I understand you're upset with me, and I'm perfectly happy to tender my resignation. And then, boom.
He slaps the desk.
He slapped the desk, and he said, accepted, accept it. And then, boom, he slapped it again. Accept it. Go home. Don't go back to your office. Go home. You're done.
NBC says it contacted Trump about that specific quote. And while I don't know if it's going to appear in the special or they're just going to quote what they say he said, Trump describes it differently, saying, no, he simply offered his resignation. I didn't fire him, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't remember. The story's been so confused. But let me help you out for something. This NBC special that they're touting, it's kind of like going to see a movie when you used to go to the movies more often and you see a trailer for another movie coming. You thought, well, that looks really good, really good. And you get to go see that movie. The trailer had the best parts in it. You might not know no reason you should have spent your money to watch the movie. You saw the trailer. You saw the best parts. I just gave you the best parts from the NBC report, special report. You still want to watch it, waste your time? Go ahead. I don't really care. But it is still a distraction. That's what they're trying to do. It's another distraction from all of Biden's failures throughout just 1 year in office. We've got, of course, they continue to push the January 6th commission and everything coming out of that. They want to make that still big, big, big deal. And Biden's failures with the energy and our southern border and all of this in part leading up to Ukraine. That's why Putin decided he can move on Ukraine. You want more proof of how everything they're trying to do is distract from anything that you might be really concerned about, like your gas prices or the fate of the people of Ukraine? Earlier on this station, I am honored to say we aired an excellent editorial saying, keep in mind what they're going through. We went through it one time. Biden yesterday in Michigan, he couldn't help but bring up January 6th because, again, distraction. Squirrel! Don't pay attention to the real issue. Look over there. He's saying things like, again, we're not perfect. We're not even close, but we've never walked away. And Vladimir Putin was counting us on being able to split up the United States. Look, how would you feel if you saw crowds storm and break down the doors of the British Parliament, kill five cops, injure 145? You see what he did there? He lied again. He wants you to think the January 6th, quote, riot, quote, insurrection, they killed six cops. They did not. They did not kill six cops. There were four who died by suicide in the weeks after the attacks. You want to blame that on January 6th? Look, I don't want to speak for anybody's state of mind, and if they were truly traumatized by that event, if they were among those right on the front line and they were battling with some of those protesters, which was wrong, January 6th was not honorable, it was not patriotic, and those who were involved engaging and fighting police and defecating in our Capitol or graffiti or stealing, all of them should be properly charged. Others who were just walking in and never did a thing other than look around, they should not be charged, but they continue. It's all part of that insurrection. Only one gun found on one guy, apparently part of the far, far right, but he never pulled it out. He didn't shoot anybody. The only person shot was Ashley Babbitt as she's trying to crawl through a window into the House chamber, and the Capitol Guard officer decided she cannot come in. She's had numerous opportunities to stay out. They broke the window. I don't know if she got a suicide pack on, a backpack filled with explosives. I can't let her inside the chamber. We've got members of the Congress huddled behind their desk at this point. So he shot one time. Blew her back out of the door, and she died of those injuries. But yesterday, in Superior, Wisconsin, Biden suggests, how would you feel it if crowd storm broke down the doors, killed five cops? They didn't kill five cops. One officer did die the day after the attack, his death determined to be natural causes, two strokes at the base of his brain stem. Maybe that was because he was out of shape, maybe because of something, I don't know. But it was not, quote, a murder in that sense. And the other cops, I'm sorry, I'm a big law supporter, but if you can't contend with guys trying to beat against you to get through a building or into a building, and that causes PTSD, I'm thinking about all of our troops in various wars throughout the years and on a front battle line where they're out to kill you, not just push past you. And, of course, as I mentioned, the fact that Biden has been so indifferent about energy has created an opportunity for Putin to say, I can move on Ukraine. Here's Senator Manchin, West Virginia, coal mining country.
You cannot be the superpower of the world if you have to depend on other nations to produce your energy. And I'm in a different place than my caucus or the colleagues or the president, and they have a hard time coming to grips that you've got to use everything you've got. You've got to use your gas, you've got to use your coal, you've got to use your oil, and you have to develop wind and solar and hydro and geothermal and hydrogen. All these things I'm for. But I'm not going to leave us in a void, Larry. I'm just not going to basically go down that path and end up like Germany did.
I want to stress to you, he said, Larry, he's not talking to me. He was doing an interview with Larry Kudlow. I will also stress to you again that we are live right now, live streaming at Larry Connors USA Facebook. So there's Senator Manchin, obviously cold country, which they want to get rid of coal entirely. But even Nancy Pelosi, my God, yesterday, Nancy Pelosi, listen to this question and answer.
There's been a push by some Democrats to ban the import of Russian oil. Where do you stand?
I'm all for that. Ban it.
Ban the oil.
Ban the oil come from Russia. Yep.
Did you just hear that? Can we play it one more time? Let's do it one more time. I want to hear Nancy Pelosi because she just said what we should be doing. Go ahead.
There's been a push by some Democrats to ban the import of Russian oil. Where do you stand?
I'm all for that. Ban it.
Ban the oil.
Ban the oil come from Russia. Yep.
She just said, yeah, we're all for it. Ban it. Now, something I need to point out quickly, we're not going to have time to play Senator Manchin talking about it. I'll use him in another spot in the program. But a lot of that oil, he said, has been purchased by private enterprise that they need it. It's still contributed as coming to the U.S., and we could ban it and stop it. We were something like 250 billion barrels last year. So, yeah, let's put an end to it. And you know, a lot of it's also going to California, because they're not allowed to drill for oil in most parts of California. If you're watching live right now, you can respond to Larry Connors USA YouTube live streaming. Margaret says, go get him, Larry. Yes, ma'am. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The campaign in the South is largely succeeding. Finally, it took a while to get going properly, but they're going to control and cut off the Ukrainians from the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. They'll own all the ports. They'll have a land bridge, certainly all the way to Crimea from eastern Ukraine. That is one of their major objectives. Those troops there are from the southern military district. They're better trained than the troops from the north, and they've been operating together for a number of years as regiments and as divisions. Their bases aren't that far away. So that operation, I think, will succeed and meet their objectives.
Those are the words of General Jack Keane, retired, as a contributor now for Fox News, on his evaluation of how Putin and his troops are now doing in Ukraine. He said in the southern part, it appears they are making the progress they wanted. And we also told you earlier that Chechen forces that have joined to support Russian troops have also been firing artillery into nuclear facilities. Nuclear facilities. There are four major facilities in Ukraine. Of course, one, Chernobyl, has been shut down for years. The other three are active, but they deliver something like 40% of the power for Ukraine at this point. But they're going after those nuclear facilities, thinking they can maybe cut off energy for the entire country. What do you think happens if you have a real explosion at a nuclear facility? President Zelensky is saying the attacks that they've been carried out so far against one of their facilities is equal to six Chernobyls. Six Chernobyls. We don't have any reports yet coming out of radiation being released, but we're watching. Now, King says again, Major King, General King, I should say, says that Putin is winning the South. What about the North?
The operation in the north is failing. The troops that they brought in that they're using in the northern sector are a hodgepodge of units that went all the way to the Siberia. They don't train together. They don't operate in large units together. And we're seeing the results of some of that. Also, the Ukrainian resistance are obviously crucial here in stalling what has taken place. Two encirclements around Kiev have failed. They opened up a third one today. They stalled that one and shut it down. There's been two encirclements around Kharkiv. That has succeeded. But the troops have not entered the city yet, and they're pummeling it, obviously, with area attack weapons, tube artillery, rocket artillery, and bombs. They've begun to call up reinforcements.
Oh, and we're calling up reinforcements, too, by the way. VP Harris is about to take on, they say, a much bigger role in U.S. response to the Russian-Ukraine war. What possibly could go wrong? But speaking of calling up reinforcements and pointing out also that these troops, the northern troops, I should say, are not really that well trained and the morale is terrible, I want to read something published in Town Hall by Matt Vespa. He's talking about this effectiveness of our own military right now. We're not directly boots on the ground Ukraine. We're on the edges. We're not even flying air support to have control of the air. We're doing nothing like that. We're supplying arms and ammunition, things of that nature. But Vespa raises this question. He said, this woke mentality that's crept in the U.S. military, what's that going to do with us? He said, you look at this Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. Army is putting soldiers through training on gender pronouns, coaching officers on when to offer soldiers gender transition surgery. And then, of course, critical race theory training being pushed. All of this is happening inside our forces. Rather than focusing on the job, the JOB, and the mission of our military, be ready to fight and engage an enemy. Not worry about, do I call that enemy him or her? And then, of course, the vaccines. Forcing folks out with real experience. I got a guest coming up. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. I need to update you. First of all, reminding you, we are live streaming right now at Larry Connors, USA YouTube. Larry Connors, USA YouTube. You can watch the program in progress. Add your comments. I'm trying to monitor comments on that channel, that platform, as well as LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. Anywhere you send something, I'm trying to monitor and read some back. I need to update something. I mentioned a moment ago how Russian forces, actually probably the Chechen volunteers are helping the Russians, were firing on a nuclear power plant, Zaporizhia, the largest one in Europe. And that happened early this morning. The head, if you believe this, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says the Russian attack has released no radiation. That's the statement we're getting now. We'll continue to monitor it for you. And, of course, the COVID is apparently over in many ways. I mean, we were going to get rid of it before Election Day. We knew that. And in the White House now, they no longer have mass restrictions, nor in Congress, the White House, the Pentagon. Biden administration is still fighting to maintain its vaccine mandate, especially for service members, as ordered by Defense Secretary Austin last August. The military at last check from earlier this week, 1,500 service members released because of the vaccine mandate, because they wouldn't take it. That does not include figures from the Army, which hasn't released any discharge numbers. Marines announcing 870 Marines released. Navy announcing 400-plus sailors. We've got some Navy SEALs still fighting. Air Force says it's dropped 188 active duty airmen. And probably more than that, and thousands more are in the firing line. Against that backdrop, I want to introduce you to our next guest, Ben Davis, almost 20 years in the U.S. Air Force, out as a captain. He served also on the 15 Eagle, Falcons, the Stealth Bomber, Mobility Command Headquarters. Ben Davis out because he would not take the vaccine. Ben, welcome to Larry Connors USA.
Hey, Larry, good to be on the show.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Before I get some reaction to some of the information I just went through, give me your story as succinctly as you can on what happened with you.
As succinctly as I can. Basically, they gave us the mandate, you will take this jab. And this is right after they had an epidemiologist come in to tell us, answer all of our questions. But as soon as we start asking questions that were applicable that weren't the narrative, the commander cut off. He said, no more questions. No one's allowed to ask any more questions. I'm like, why'd you bring a doctor in, right? To answer all of our questions. The next day, everybody got this order, and it was very strange the way they did it. They pulled everybody into the office one at a time. Every single person I've talked to has said, we were told, and this includes my personal story, you are the only one not taking this jab. What is wrong with you? And if you don't take it, then we're going to take away your, basically, the same thing that Eric Steiner signed with Declaration of Independence. We're going to strip you of your lives, your fortunes, and your honor. I'm like, what? Just out of the blue, suddenly all these people that have been for years serving the military, risking our lives, some of us have seen death firsthand, myself being one of those, and yet all of a sudden they're just going to strip you because you don't take an experimental jab, which they are without
authority. Or I was getting ready to say, I think you dropped the word in there that answers it, but your specific reason for not taking the vaccine.
My specific reason. Number one, God told me not to. I was reading the word of God, and I clearly felt God said, do not take this.
You're claiming a religious exemption. How is the Air Force treating religious exemptions?
So they have 60 days to approve or deny, and they call it religious accommodation.
An accommodation.
Because the Constitution refers to it as they must accommodate you.
Yes.
You can be in the military and work in the nuclear department
right.
and be a conscientious objector to nuclear weapons. You can be in the military and never touch a gun in your life because it's a constitutional right. And the DOD instruction on that specifically says that the defensive nature, they must accommodate every religious request to the best of their ability.
I have to admit, when I was in the Marines, I didn't dig into that kind of detail. I had no reason. But I'm sure you and everyone else in the military, when you first go in, you take a series of other shots. Correct?
Yes, sir.
So yep, you're looking at this as a religious difference based not on the experimental, but as religious. Is that? I want to make sure I understand you.
Okay. I'm basing on two things. For one, the U.S. Constitution and then U.S. law prohibits anyone from being mandated to take an experimental, which emergency use authorization clearly is experimental. It violates all 10 tenets of the Nuremberg Code, which we've signed into. By treaty, which says all treaties fully ratified must be adhered to as law.
Right.
And U.S. law 21 U.S. code specifically spells out each tenet of Nuremberg Code and how informed consent is required.
I'm looking at your record of the information you sent me, and I need to share with the audience that I don't know Ben personally. One of the listeners said, you might want to talk to my brother. He's a in the Air Force, just got dropped, and so that's how we reached out. And the bio you gave me, and Ben, understand, I'm not questioning you. I'm just verifying with telling the audience. I haven't documented or verified what he had here, but based on what he shows, I'm accepting. 19 and a half years in there, active duty, also the Air National Guard, enlisted and an officer, made master sergeant at 27 years of age, flying positions, commissioned officer, did some operations, fighters, bombers, airlift directly with the White House and some things. I mean, experience that counts when we go to war. We don't have you now.
Yes, and those numbers that they're reporting for being discharged, they're not reporting. I've been in contact with – we have a network of about 6,000 people that are all resisting this jab. There's probably around 25,000 in the bigger network that I have that are resisting. But the discharges,
I don't doubt that.
That have their 20 years in are being forced out in all branches. And they're not reporting as because they're rejecting the jab. Although this DD-214 that says why they were separated specifically says because they refused to take the jab. This says, you know, the exact verbiage for it. But
right. Let me share with the audience. So, yeah. It was just this Monday, an appeals court denied the government petition to stay an injunction prohibiting the Pentagon. That's legal jargon, folks. Basically, the Pentagon wanted to punish 35 Navy SEALs for their religious objections to the vaccine, and an appeals court says you can't do it. Now it goes to the higher level. But as you said, I don't believe these numbers are accurate. I'm sure they're way, way under. The Army numbers we don't even have. They haven't released any numbers since back in early Feb when it said it began discharging. Tell me about what this does to morale in the units and those who end up taking the shot.
Okay, so there's a lot of distrust with the leadership in the military from every level. And here's what you have. You have my commander who comes in. He says, you know, I showed him the law. I had a 9-page document spelling out case studies, U.S. law, Air Force regulations, when all of these things, you know, fall under the U.S. Constitution. I also pointed out our constitutional rights. I said these are being infringed upon, the same Constitution and the same law that we swore to uphold to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and also U.S. law. All orders have to be lawful orders. And Marbury v. Madison, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. And then also, no one is bound.
Bottom line is, it didn't make any difference, did it? Bottom line is, you're out.
Exact word. We know it's from the commander. We know it's against the law, but you can't win because you know who's in the chain of command above you, and everybody above us has already said agreed with this order that's unlawful. I'm like, well, wait. I didn't swear to obey. I swore to obey the lawful orders of the officers over me.
Yeah.
And 1987, I ran Contra. What they tell Oliver North? They said, hey, you should have known, even with a direct order from President Ronald Reagan, that was illegal to follow, and you should have known. And then, going back to the very beginning, 1799, Supreme Court ruled that a captain of a ship acts at his own peril when obeying an unlawful order.
Well, so what are you doing now? What's your plan in the next 30 seconds? What are you going to be doing, and what are you doing?
Tomorrow, I have to report to the commander's office again, and I'm going to be told to take another experimental product. And right now I'm in the middle of – they wrote me a letter of counseling, a letter of reprimand. They cut off my pay without notice. They literally – I walked in their office because I have 100 days of leave on the books.
All right.
And I said, hey, I'll take leave while the religious accommodation is pending. That way you don't have to deal with me and I'll be on leave. They said, no, we're cutting your orders off today. In fact, it's already processed. You're not getting another paycheck. So without notice, I suddenly was without a paycheck.
All right, Ben.
But you know what?
I'm up against the clock. I wanted to make sure I had time to thank you for your service and the rest of you. I do wish you the best. You would think it would all turn around since everything else has changed on COVID, but we're not talking about medical science anymore. It's political science. Ben, thank you very much for your service.
The law is on our side, so,
God willing. Coming up, we were releasing information that we shouldn't be releasing to Russia. Stand by.
USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Word to those of you trying to get onto Larry Connors, USA YouTube, watching the live stream. There seems to be some issues happening. I'm not sure where they are, but some are able to get on, and I can see some others are apparently having difficulty. I tried to restart mine a moment ago and had difficulty. When you do reach Larry Connors, USA YouTube channel, push the button for the live programming. Some of you might be directed to previous programs, but I'm sure you'll figure it out, and I'm not going to blame YouTube for it. I don't know where the issue is. It may be just that I'm trying to multitask, and I'm not very good about it. I'll agree with that. I'll accept that. We have had Stephen Bryan on numerous times before. He knows a lot about national security. Also served with the Reagan administration one time. He's now the Center for Security Policy. He wrote a piece that I did not have time really to book him on to discuss today, but he was pointing out that Jen Psaki, the White House spokesman, said yesterday something that basically gives intel to Russian troops and military equipment and gives Russia reason to draw us deeper into Ukraine. What did she do? We, of course, have made it clear we're not going to put boots on the ground. We're not going to get involved. We're only doing this and only doing that. Well, Psaki confessed that we are providing intel to Ukraine to help them target Russian troops and military equipment. We are providing intel to Ukraine to help them target Russian troops and equipment. I'm glad we are, but you damn sure don't say that and admit that the government of the U.S. is doing that. That's just the kind of thing that, again, Putin could say, see, they are directly involved. Biden has made it clear we're going to support Ukraine military in any invasion. Or he says if Biden made it clear, maybe Putin never would have done it. But there's a big difference between supplying weapons to a friendly country and directly helping the country in a war to target the enemy that makes you a party to the hostilities. Those are the words of Stephen Brennan, and I agree with him. How and why she would make that statement. Brennan also points out that one of the most callous moves they've seen of the army at the time of his writing, short of targeting one of the nuclear facilities, which they have, is to prevent their dead soldiers coming home in body bags. How are they avoiding that? Because Russia continues to say our casualties are very, very light. Very few body bags going back. How are they avoiding it? Stephen Brennan, Center for Security Policy, says, O'Brien, I should say, says that they have sent in mobile crematoriums to turn their dead soldiers into ashes, they can be scattered to the winds, cremating their dead soldiers instead of sending them home so their parents, family, and friends can have a service for them. I cannot believe this. And keep in mind, a lot of the folks in Russia don't want this. They don't want to be involved in it. And most of those in the North, you heard earlier, General King retired, say that they're still losing the North. They're trying to get more forces in, and the reason they are is because the Ukrainians are putting up such a tough fight. So maybe they're going to try to bring in more from western, or rather the eastern edge of Russia, which will take days. Latest news coming out is that the USA to Ukraine compressed the process from months to hours and days. That's what we want to hear from the White House. That's what they say they're doing. As I said earlier, Vice President Harris is now being sent to visit Poland Monday, where we have American troops stationed, of course, and we're assisting with evacuees from Ukraine. Now, what do you think Harris is going to add to the situation? You want me to answer it for you? Oh, you beat me to it, didn't you? Nada, nothing, zippo, zero, all for a photo op. This is all the reason to make her look relevant and involved about protecting a border of another country whilst her first job she was given, you take over our southern border, Biden told her. Yes, sir. She is... went to the border only under pressure, knowing that Trump was going to go back to the border. She did, so she did. But she only went to El Paso and a secure, very safe area. She didn't see anything other than what they sanitized for her. Am I angry? You're damn right I'm angry. You should be too. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk more about these attacks on the nuclear facilities inside Ukraine. Inside Ukraine, they've been attacked by Russian-supported forces. And also, parental bill of rights, how to protect your children in their schools. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.